received February, Tom Izzo is back. Michigan State last night beat Ohio State. They've won two games over top five teams in the last 3 days, winning by four last night over Ohio State. Izzo Magic is back in the month of February. They have an NCAA tournament team, but they don't have the resume yet. They have two games to finish up the year with Michigan, who I think is a national championship team. The way they play defense, that's before I talk about their offensive weapons, the way they play defense, Michigan is a national championship team to me. But what Michigan State is doing, their stars are finally playing like stars this time of the year. The young kids are maturing. You know, you're supposed to be playing your best basketball this time of the year. If you have a young team, they mature. If you have stars, they take it to another level. That's kind of what's happening at Michigan. Henry and Langford are playing better. If Guy is a stud, he better be a stud this time of the year. And they are, they're better offensively. I still think they're a mess. But at the end of the year, that's when you're supposed to be playing your best basketball. And Michigan State is, and they are working their way to the bubble. Tournament team, but not a tournament resume. And Tom Izzo in the month of February is priming his team for another run. We'll see what happens, especially at the end with Michigan. They're not in the tournament yet, but they are making their way towards it. We could have a kind of interesting... You have two teams in the Big Ten that may not make the tournament that have four of the most impressive wins in college basketball this year. Michigan State has beaten Illinois and Ohio State. Minnesota has beaten Ohio State and Michigan. But Minnesota is 2-7 in the last nine. They'll be in Lincoln tomorrow to take on a Nebraska, a program that this might be the end. They are spiraling downward, and they lost last night to Northwestern. They blew a lead. They're supposed to be playing their best basketball of the year, and they're in trouble. Don't shoot the three ball very well. I think they lack killer instinct. They don't have a lot of confidence in themselves, and they are playing themselves away from the tournament and possibly playing Richard Pitino away from a job. I love what college... this has been a great week for college basketball. People are starting now to look ahead to March Madness and wondering, still this weird tournament, will people watch? Yes, they will watch. It's March Madness. The only thing that would throw people off is the schedule is going to be off just a little bit. The schedule is going to be off by a day. But college basketball has had a really good week. There's been chaos. The well-known teams have been in the headlines. Duke and Michigan State. We will watch collectively. And we will see if the Blue Bloods make it into the tournament. But the ratings, I think, will be really good. It just, you have to adjust to the schedule, not starting the main day, not starting until Friday. All right, back to the discussion about things that you have to cancel. I think this is just like, let's just be honest, we're going to call companies out. Craig says, next to impossible to cancel HughesNet internet satellite service. I lived out of the country, and the reception was terrible. The tech came and stood in my living room and watched it just buffer for 5 minutes and tried to blame it on the clouds.
It is looking a little cloudy today. Oh, that's good.
I'd love to know what Craig's response is. Derek says, got a pro tip for you. Cancel Sirius on the internet next time. Takes 2 minutes, and at the end, they offer you like 90% off for a year. But all you have to do is hit no thanks, and it's over. Derek, where were you last summer? I needed you then. Instead of me going, I'll just make a call, and being on the phone with SiriusXM trying to cancel service for 25 minutes. Matt says, I tried to get rid of XM. Took me 3 months. Never got them to cancel. It finally got a bill for $1,500 for a year's subscription. I canceled the credit card, and it was the only way to get away from them. Don't ever go back. Chad says, I have a story for you. And this is, I'm relating to this to Deshaun Watson trying to cancel his service with the Texans, and they keep putting him on hold. They're like, hold on, wait a minute. We've got a better offer for you. Chad says, was on Match.com many years ago. Got my credit card, your bill every 3 months. Did the whole date thing, searched for my perfect match. Actually met someone who I entered into a relationship with. So I tried to cancel my Match.com subscription.
That's when you know it gets serious, when you cancel your subscription. Okay.
He said it took me 3 years later before they stopped charging my credit card. They wanted proof that I had met my match and I did not need them anymore.
They wanted proof?
Can you do that?
What?
Yeah, we are a dating service that is set up so that you find love. Now can you prove it while you're trying to cancel? I don't know what they can't do that.
They can't do that. What do you send them?
A picture? They're like, I won't be on your commercials anymore. The flight attendant that keeps looking for love for the last 6 years.
Oh,
it's on the Match.com commercial. I feel for her. I think she'd make a perfect partner. But she's always on there.
She's always on there, yep.
3 years after he tried to cancel. I would do what Matt did and cancel the credit card.
Yeah, oh.
Or I'd call my bank and say, no, I'm not letting you charge my card. Now, Russell Wilson's situation, I don't think is the same. I don't think he's calling Seattle. But here's part of with Russell Wilson, and what do you do next if you moved Russell Wilson? You'd have to find something that would save your franchise. But I also wonder, does Pete Carroll view Russell Wilson differently than Russell Wilson views himself? Is Seattle still struggling from one play? One play in the Super Bowl. You know who beat them? The guy who is causing a problem in the NFL right now. Tom Brady. Tom Brady, when his career is over, is going to have a bunch of different things that he's had an impact on. But his freedom, and when he left New England, and what he went into, and what was created in Tampa, now everybody wants the Tom Brady deal. Don't you think Russell Wilson, who was at the Super Bowl because he was being honored as the Walter Payton Man of the Year, watched what Tom Brady did and said, we talked to Scott Chandler midweek. I asked him, when is Drew Brees going to retire? And didn't he say, I think he might have watched Tom Brady. But Tom Brady is the problem that we're in with Seattle and Russell Wilson. Had freedom. They put together an offensive line that protected Tom Brady. And Russell Wilson watched Tom Brady come and grab that trophy in the Super Bowl on the play at the goal line and celebrate. And he went home and they haven't been back. And Seattle's identity is nowhere near what they were then. Remember, they were the Legion of Boom. Remember, they were the next dynasty that was going to take off. I don't know how you got to that point in Seattle. I think he stays in Seattle. I think Deshaun Watson, even though he's trying to cancel his service, stays in Houston. Rodney would like to cancel something. My man, how you doing on a Friday?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right.
All right.
Hey, you know, I'm joking and stuff, but if I could, I'd cancel 1620.
Huh?
Because not the commentary, but the quality of service. The quality of service. It's terrible.
Are you talking about our signal?
Your signal. Exactly.
Okay. Because you had me a little worried there. Because George was ready to cut you off if you were going to start bashing all of us.
No. I mean, maybe you might cut me off now because maybe if you guys take a pay cut, they can probably boost up the ampere. And maybe we can all get to listen to it all over the city.
I have nothing to cut.
No, I have to go to Iowa sometime to hear better than I do in Omaha.
Well, you're a loyal listener. You should get rewarded for driving over to Iowa to listen to our station because you get the reception better. Hey, Rodney, I'm with you. Rodney, when I'm not on for 4 hours, I'm a listener of 1620, and I have trouble getting the signal. What should we do about it? Do you think we should take over one of the FM stations that we own?
That probably work too. But I don't think the guys let you do that. I don't think who is Watch Media. That's the owner.
No, we changed a while ago, Rodney. It's NRG Media.
NRG, okay.
Yeah, we went from Wait to NRG.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, I'm with you here, but don't cancel 1620. We keep feeding the hamsters, and they keep running in the wheel, and somehow, some way, you're still getting our signal. But you have a smartphone. You can listen to the app, right?
But sometimes the app doesn't even work.
Well, that's a problem. I think you would talk to George about that. George, that's George's area of...
No. You hit up Stibbs.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I even call just to get put on hold so I can hear you guys.
That's incredible.
I love the loyalty, Rodney. Okay.
Rodney, that's some loyalty right there. If I had a Hardee's coupon, I'd give it to you.
Oh, man, we've been... You canceled our flight today.
Nope, that's not true. Ago, that has been such a lie for like 4 or 5 years that I canceled on you for lunch. We never got together.
I don't even think you even fed George yet since he won that playoff.
Ronnie, it's the other way around. I owe you a 3-course meal.
Yeah, Ronnie, if you only knew how many people owed me stuff out of this radio station. You'd be shocked. Like I could eat for a week from bets that people have not paid up yet, but I don't hold their feet to the fire. But if you want to do lunch someday, we will.
Yeah, when you guys gonna start playing set up that tournament again, that basketball 3-on-3 deal. 2-on-2.
Oh, with George and I against Michael and Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael and
everybody's back in shape now.
Yeah, no, Michael and Damon chickened out. They said, "Nah, yeah. Pandemic or not, we don't want to do it."
Yeah,
we're old.
Yeah,
yeah. So we won by default. Rodney, thank you for listening to 1620 through all of the challenges. But if you, certain parts of the town, you're going to get the radio station better. But if you have a transistor radio, just when you're driving down the road, just hold the radio outside of the car, and you'll get the signal.
I even tried that.
You got an old school boom box? It comes in really well.
I never had one of those. The only one I ever had was the one with the 8-track tape player in it.
Oh, nice.
And it was like a 16x4-inch stick.
Did you ever have a Walkman? Did you ever have a Walkman?
Yeah, I did have a Walkman. I had a Walkman before. I had a blue one. The blue one, the steel. Metallic blue.
Oh yeah.
With the cassette player.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Those were good times, Rodney. We had success in Lincoln in football back in the day, and we had Walkmans.
Hey, you know, if back to the football.
Mm-hmm.
If Lincoln, Nebraska, or the Cornhuskers really put a all-out blitz and trying to get most of these kids from Omaha and Lincoln and surrounding areas, I think they'll do better, only because they already know what to expect when they go down to Lincoln. You know, when you get kids from other states, they blow their heads up so big, they think, oh, Lincoln's like this all the time. But when it gets cold and nothing to do, then they get frustrated and bored, sitting in their dorm, smoking weed, sliding on, doing crazy stuff, and get kicked off the team. But
wow.
Kids around here,
wow,
no, you already know that, because, you know, last Mike Riley's era, how many of them California guys just walked away from the program, got kicked off or got in trouble for drugs, for marijuana?
Well, there was more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even Keyshawn had to come and get his son out of school.
Yeah, his son.
Come on, man. He's got to go home.
His son was not smart. His son was not smart on where to place the towel underneath the door.
Yeah.
Hey, Rodney, we got to move along, but let me ask you a quick question. Do you think kids in Omaha know way too much about Nebraska football compared to out-of-state kids, and that's a detriment, that they know way too much about Nebraska football, the current Nebraska football?
In a way, I could agree with that. It's too much negativity, but if they clean their act up and start winning a few more games, it might sway some of these kids to come back home or stay home.
Well, you can't wait until 22. You got to do it in 21. Rodney, this has been an entertaining as always conversation. This is a good way to end a Friday. All right, don't cancel 1620 because you know it's free.
It's free, you know, and that's why I'm trying to keep you on the line so I can listen to it.
Okay, all right, Rodney, have a good weekend.
Man.
All right.
That's loyalty.
I will go to lunch someday with Rodney.
Yes.
Rodney, the first time I ever met Rodney was at a trade fair.
Oh. Just doing a remote?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that Rodney was fixing roofs.
Oh, wow.
Or he was, it was not Habitat for Humanity, but he was doing stuff along that.
Oh, okay.
Guy's got a huge heart, does a lot for the community, and of course loves 1620.
Love it.
I wonder if we could like charge Rodney to listen. Make a little money on the side.
Hey, Twitter's charging you, so we could.
We're back with George's NBA Minute, and he's going to explain to everybody, basketball heads, what Denver was doing last night in their final 3-on-1 possession. All they had to do, a layup, and they tie the game. It goes to overtime. Instead, they took a 3.
Hmm.
Bring them out, bring them out.